legend of leaders eager to break the rules. It's April Fools, we shining and grinding, increasing revenue. And lately I've been feeling like, wait, don't let me kill the vibe. Corona on the island,
hey.
In the States we drinking Miller Lite. I'm feeling like I'm Tom Cruise.
Hey Nikki, what's up? I'm getting ready to start now.
I'm sorry about that, Tom. One sec.
Alright.
Yeah, you hearing me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Yeah, sorry about that. I went in a name talking session and I lost track
of time. And I'm getting ready to start now, so.
Okay, and I'm hearing the rain in the background.
Rain, more rain.
I'm hearing rain in your background, or what's that? Or is your fan?
I don't have a fan on.
Something sounding like rain or fan, plus you're hearing crickets.
Well, crickets is a usual thing again.
Okay, yeah, well, the song fun. That I was just hearing, I knew it no more.
I mean, as well.
Okay. Anyhow, well, good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night to you.
Welcome to the Voice Notes Podcast. Podcast.
All right, so tonight's topic is narcissistic partners and toxic relationships. So, as
and
usual,
it can be not only relationships like with, you know, intimate partner, friends, or it can be about friends or family too.
Oh yeah, because some of us got friends and families that are indeed narcissists.
So,
I think I've had my share of toxic relationships.
Share some, shed some light, elaborate.
Anyway, as usual, this live is on Facebook and it's on our website, tvnf.tk. The live on Facebook, you will not, if you're watching the live on Facebook, you won't hear any dancehall or any music that we play. So you'll hear dead space whenever music comes on. If you want to hear the music, head over to our website, tvnf.tk. And since chivalry is not dead, I feel like, you should probably tell us a little bit about your narcissistic exes and your toxic relationships.
Man, I've had so many toxic relationships. I even just come out of a toxic relationship with a friend that I can say was a narcissistic bitch.
Ouch.
Yeah. And I a little slow when it comes to, you know, realizing these things with people because, as my mom say, I always try to see the good in people. So it has taken me a little long, you know, for start out and find out. But yeah, I've had my fair share of those type of people who think the world revolves around them and, you know, them put blame game on you even though they're the one that's wrong and, you know, excess, oh my God. Yeah, but don't even let me talk about that, because then I'm upset. I'm still healing from that.
Yeah, it's important to remember.
Because it's fresh, it's fresh.
Yeah, it's important to remember that you gotta heal when it comes to moving on from these relationships, even if it's a friendship or a relationship with a family member. Because what you find you might end up doing is you might end up having everybody else pay for the transgressions of that one person.
You
understand? So it's kind of messed up in itself. Me? Ah, God damn. Well, I've had my share of, I don't know if any of my exes were narcissistic, but I know I had some toxic-ass relationships.
I guess we've all had toxic relationships.
Yo, it ain't even funny. It's like, I had this one girl. Like, if we didn't fight and I didn't think this girl would have you, bye.
It's like all constant.
Like, every 2 days was a fight with me and this girl. as long as the thing is, I tell a lot of people I don't like to fight. I don't like argue. So
what are you gonna do? Really?
Yeah, I hate arguing.
I love argument.
I walk away from the argument so fast.
I love argument.
Some of my exes will tell you that I'm quick to leave the relationship. Like, if we argue too steady, but I'm ready for find your door, buddy. I'm ready.
Some like me, man. He's that type. If I vex or I'm ready to start an argument, he's like, okay, I'm out. He can left and wait till I calm down, then come back and ask me if I calm down and ease it up. Then if I start off with a tone, okay, I'm out again. I'm the argumentative one. And I don't know, as you said, I don't know when to stop. I just like, you know, if there's a problem, I like to deal with it head on and get it out of the way.
Well, yeah, nuance. I can respect that, but like, you could deal with a problem without having a fight about it.
No, sometimes, listen, some men, yeah, always be like, oh, if we vex, you know, hold on. Me want hold on. If you vex, I want to know why you vex. Why can you face stop being vex? Me want to vex. Even if you're supposed to vex with me, don't vex with me, because then I can get vexed. You be vex with me.
So.
Yes, exactly what I said.
So, as your man is not entitled to get vexed at you, because you gonna get vexed because he vexed at you.
Can't get vexed with me.
Because
then I can get vexed if you be vexed with me, and you know, me want to.
I see. Mm-hmm. Let me share this life.
I a little toxic, I'm gonna admit it. I'm a little toxic. I'm toxic like.
Well, you know, they said the first step is admission, eh? So
I'm a little toxic when it comes to relationship.
Yeah, I guess all of you have toxic traits.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us would admit it more readily than others, and it takes a mature person to recognize their faults and to say, well, you know, yeah, a little toxic.
Hold on, let me see. This question a friend of mine asked me earlier. Oh my god, where is it?
Let me mute these crickets.
She wanted to speak about narcissistic men, you know, like how men like tricking women into staying with them, take advantage of your shortcomings, like to manipulate you, use the emotions to trick you. In control, etc., etc. You're a man. Expound. Why y'all stay so?
Actually, yeah, I do that one time. And that, to me, I was a bitch. Well, I will have.
I'm
at that point in my life, looking back, I could say I was a real pussy. But I would have done it one time. It's not healthy behavior at all. And for me, like, if as a man you find yourself doing shit like this, then you need to take some time and do some introspection. Why it is that you feel like you got to control this woman and manipulate her with emotions and all this shit.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you at that point when you were, you were at a place where you've been doing though. You know, why were you doing it?
I haven't the slightest idea. Like,
you just went doing it, so what? Yeah, I'll just get demons coming. Yeah, remember, until I do them things.
Remember you know why? The toxic relationship I was telling you about earlier when I said, like, if me and this girl didn't fight, this girl never used to feel like the relationship going good or whatever the case is.
So now you're putting you toxic narcissistic behavior that you're narcissistic.
No, I'm not putting it on her. I'm just saying. I'm just saying this is the relationship that it was manifested in. And when I look back at it, I just be like, Joe, what the fuck were you thinking? It's not like she's the prettiest girl. She sure as hell wasn't the smartest girl.
So why were you with her? Come on, let's dissect this situation. Let's talk about it. Why were you with her?
You know, they say love is blind. I think infatuation is blind also, especially when you're nearsighted and you got boo boo in your eye.
Yeah, I think that's the case with a lot of men. Y'all is in relationship with just for the infatuation, and women too.
Yeah, yeah. So
that is overpower everything. But
yeah, the relationship was just wrong, all wrong.
Yeah, but remember you said that you were doing things like that. So
then you say
this type of relationship y'all had because of the type of person that she was. If y'all didn't argue in the relationship, apparently she wasn't good with that. So it's like you're doing a little blame game there to me still.
No. I'm not saying it's because of her. What I'm saying is the same relationship.
It's the same relationship. Okay, well, we understand it's the same relationship. But
why was I doing it?
Why?
God damn.
Why? I need to, you know, get in here a little bit. Why?
I guess I feel like at that point, like I was investing a lot and I wasn't really ready to let it go or some shit. Some stupid shit. Oddly enough, like, when I get fed up with the relationship, I was like, you know what, fuck this. This isn't making no sense. Like, I wake up in my eyes like, Joel, this is not it.
And was she ready to let go at that point when you being fed up?
I don't even know.
I mean, you know, the relationship just done. She didn't put up a fight, you know. Oh, why this? Like, why yeah, not that?
And then, like, the night I left this girl, she, I left the girl and I go home. And then I get home now. This girl called me on my phone and tell me some shit and just tripped me the frig out. So I fly back by this girl house, right? When I reach back to she house now, sad girl jump in a taxi and gone somewhere. I was like, Joel, this is exactly the type of shit you don't need to deal with. Just move on with your life, buddy. So that's what I did. But yeah, I was a puss. I was a real jackass at that point in life. So now, like, if you are roll out, if you feel like the relationship ain't for you, throw it over there. Start stepping. As a matter of fact, I've been left once. I was like, I was cool with it. You know, so.
I mean, a lot of men say that, okay, if a woman want to leave, she can leave if she want, but then if they end up with a woman with a really in love with and they don't want to leave when the woman want to leave his dear world, you know, the worry.
See, that comes with, I think, like, emotional immaturity. It's like, you know, when you're a child or you got children, some children have this stage where they don't like to share stuff. I think it's like that. It's like some dudes just be like, if I care, I guess you know, but I care, I guess she, and me, she left, and did. Oh, foolishness, man. I got one set up of cake knocking about this place. And when you think about it, you know, like, the perfect woman for you don't exist. Because I sure the same woman you're trying to hold on upon. If you leave her and you just chill out for like a month or two, maybe six, you know, you're going to
find somebody else where you can think is the perfect one. That is true.
Yeah, no. And then you're going to get to realize, you know, this girl had some serious flaws that you didn't see in when you went in the relationship because you had blinders on. So.
I don't think there's a perfect person for anybody. You just got to compromise when it comes to relationship. In terms of like changing certain things, if you want to, it's all about pleasing each other. If you want to please each other, you change certain behavior and things like that.
Exactly.
And yeah, sometimes you might be with someone and this is the perfect. Like, I can recall there were relationships I went in and I was saying, "What? Well, this is the best person for me." Or when the relationship finished, I cry till I can't breathe. And look at me now, when I look back on them, people, I be like, oh, God, is this really doing? You? Something wrong with your ties back. And that people, I was crying, literally crying, can't breathe in for. No, I would wash me body and my soul with holy water. They can't touch me.
I had somebody tell me one time, male father type figure to me, once told me that at some point in your life, you're going to reach to the stage where you would have looked back at the things that you've done for women and you're going to laugh at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is so true. I ain't going to use it for women, but I'm going to use like for relationships or within relationships. That shit is funny. I found myself on the veranda a Sunday and I cracking up and I sure somebody passing thinking I must be going nuts. I just sit down thinking about the foolishness I did in relationships, but I was like, yes, Joel.
Yeah. You have now, they got certain things that I did. Like, I'm the type of person like this. If I'm in a relationship, oh my God, how do I? If I'm in a relationship with someone, like, I look at life, hand wash hand, make hand come clean. So if I'm with you and I can help you, same as how you help me, I'm going to do that. But let me see. Society now get its way that if a girl help a man, they mean using she and the girl stroke it. You know, simple-minded, low-minded people. So there's like there's certain things that I did in previous relationships that I would be scared to do now because people that trouble you about it. Oh, you do this. You know the whole courts thing where I always know people have trouble about courts and courts and courts and courts.
Yeah, I think I know a little bit of that story.
Our court story, but it's a wrong up story. Oh, they get the story wrong up. Anyways, things like though, like I did in past relationships, I wouldn't do now. And it's like the type of people that I was attracted to then, I'm not attracted to those type of people now. Like I said, they can't even come next to me. I make up my face like, yeah, shit for you. And it's your business. But yeah, it's just, you know, in line with what you're saying that the father figure told you certain things that you did in previous relationships. You can sit back and laugh. But no, I just sit back and laugh like you had the bore when you're going to do this for this person. And they didn't even, I bring in to the relationship table, bench, everything, and them didn't even bring in a napkin. And now, you know, now I would sit down and laugh. I'm not going to regret it because those things mold me into the type of person I am today. I'm never going to regret anything or any experience that I ever had in life. It's lessons that I learned from. Some are expensive lessons, but yeah. And I'm going to laugh at this, and if we get that, though, I can teach you.
Exactly.
Teach you well, well.
And I know you got a son, so you can teach him too.
Now, if me son, me go son, my good up child, make any girl make your son, I'd be thief. I would be thief. And yeah, listen to me. They get some things. Some things I do, man, eh? That I say, and I got a son, that girls might do it. You know, a specialty for things I do to guys. But hey, I'm going to be teaching him from no one, so nobody not going to make you nothing, guys. Oh my gosh. Like, how they say, men just get daughters. If there was a hole and guys can do the darts thing where they do to people.
Well, I guess I wasn't a hole.
Yeah, you get your sons first.
Yeah, but like the thing you said earlier about people judging you and making fun of you because you're doing certain things in relationships, like for some reason reminded me of something I watched on TikTok, I think it was today, where you know how like when you dress up, you're dressed nice, you know, you're looking fly as a woman, you know, accentuating all your curves and stuff, you go on the road and a guy would call you off and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So these ladies went out probably on a ladies' date or whatever, and not a single man catcall them or pay them any mind. And one of them was bothered by it because she went to him and got on TikTok.
Sound like Steph Curry wife.
And expressed her views. So I'm like,
somebody was angry, else was, nobody in trouble, she?
It's like, yeah, it bothers her that no one troubled her. But then the flip side of that, like someone else was saying, is that a lot of women have an issue when men approach
them. Yeah, get annoyed.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, I gotta pick a struggle, but, you know.
I was just about to say, women very complicated. It's like, we want attention, but then we don't want it. Like, you know, you're dressed up and you go. I think is the approach. Like, some men be disrespectful in the way that they discard you. Like, if you know, like, if I get to meet locks or whatever, guys would be like, oh, Ross or Empress or whatever, you know, nice things they would say. And then they get some guys is trouble, and if you don't take them on, they can tell you, big head squat. You should fall down. And things like, no. But I guess she probably must be thinking she, you know, looking nice and she feeling herself, and somebody probably can trouble she, you know, she could brush them off so that she ain't get it, she vexed. But I wouldn't go on TikTok and talk about that. There's anything, because I was on TikTok. Nobody in trouble you, nobody in trouble you.
Yeah, well, the thing is, people can talk and trouble either way. Like, if you do,
she must be there looking good. She must be there looking good. You telling me what, man, if she would trouble you? Even a mistake, yes, babe. If I go for the road, I'd probably get down and slip on her leggings or something in a big t-shirt. Somebody just heal me up, no matter how I look. Just something must be wrong with
you. Well, like, heal up and trouble is two different things, though.
Oh, like, God.
I would see you on the road and hear you like, hey, Nikki, what's going on? But trouble is different.
No, but I'm talking about trouble. Here, I don't hear, but I'm talking about trouble. Yeah. I see how this is going to get mad on each other, see?
Kiki says good night to everybody. See, the thing is, like, regardless of what you do in the relationship, people outside the relationship go always see and talk some shit. That's just how life is. So,
yep.
Like, for me, I would say be the best you in the relationship. I just tell people I will treat you the way I want you treat me. So, if it is that you ain't holding and I holding, I'd brace you, you know, whatever the case is. So, let's ignore people about this. People stupid.
No, well, based on, like, now in my relationship, there's things that I would do and I would go out of my way for because my partner does the same for me. We reciprocate. But, like, in previous relationships, I was the one that was always doing and doing and doing, and that was wrong on my part. And there's something like a lot of men and women in relationships that is good. True, you're the one that always doing and your partner is doing. So there's things that you need to look out for.
Indeed. You're making yourself a
and doormat. That is exactly. And there's how people just manipulate you. And if you're with somebody that's allowing you to do that, there's a trait of a narcissistic person. They feel entitled to you without they giving you anything or returning the same favors to you. You're always the one doing.
There's a trait of a parasite.
A beggar.
Beggars does ask everybody. This person just sucking you. There's a leecher or some shit.
Oh my gosh, a sponger.
Yeah, that's how it goes sometimes.
A real sponger.
All right, so anybody listening got any stories about narcissistic partners and toxic relationships? Y'all could drop me a message or drop Nikki a message if you got her contact, or just hit us up on the voice note files radio on Facebook, drop us a message, let's discuss it.
And them narcissistic people, delusional as hell. Oh my God. Them just living their own world, I swear.
Well, in their world, it's all about them, so they gotta mm-hmm. get supporting constructs.
Yeah, you constantly got it. It's like you're with a child in their lack self. Not even a child, because they wasn't children. You always got it praising them. His voice, Jesus? Gosh. And then they just exploit you and do things without even thinking about it. And they don't even care.
Well, yeah, that comes back to like a lack of empathy and a feeling of selfness for them. It's all about them and to France with everybody else. I mean, I'm not the most empathetic person, and I think mm-hmm. this by choice, because I realize that once you're empathetic, most people decide to, you know, oh, he's a nice dude. So I gotta switch. Mm-hmm. I just flick the shit on and off when I'm ready.
That's something I had to learn to do recently, because every minute somebody can hit me up, oh, this dirty tardy marry me for truth. I want to tell this person go and drop this thing for you, like a big scone. That was me. In relationship, if this person won this thing and I got the money, or even if I don't have the money, like I used to find it. And now thinking back on those relationships, I used to be like, wow, where was with this person? They actually used to let me do these things, like leave myself without just to please you. Really?
Yep.
I can remember this guy I was with. He just find out I sick, and easy, you know, because I had told him. That was like on my second trip to the U.S. And I tell this boy what happened to me, and I was supposed to send some money to E. Imagine I come here because, you know, I come to see the doctor and whatever. And I tell you, I'm crying because I'm wondering, you know, I feel like I get dead. And this guy word to me was, you're still sending the thing for me? I was like, wait, what? Didn't you just hear what I told you? He's so like, no, man. Then at time, I was supposed to send money for my son, and he wanted some money. And I was like, yeah, but I got to look after this thing for my son. And he's like, you know, try to do the reverse psychology thing on me. All right, man, if you got to do this thing for your son, do it. I can just lay with nothing to eat. It was like I had two kids, bro. I had two children.
This is like a grown man, right? This dude got arms and shit. Alright,
yes, it's like I had two kids. Like I have to be dealing with you and my son. It's like I had two sons. But so, like, you know, no empathy, no shame, nothing at all.
Yeah,
that is at the time I should remember this. But I get there like so. I've dealt with so many narcissistic assholes in my life. This other guy, you know, I had my part. You can't hold me part. You know, certain things. And if I say giving away something, giving it away. He collect 25. I was doing a dance competition. He collect 25,000. I was giving him 25 grand and a bottle of Hennessy. So this guy collect the money, collect the Hennessy. Collect money from me mother. I shame up to today. I shame me mother. I hope she listens to the show. I never tell you this story. I lie. Collect this money from me mother. Forgot my ice. You know, this buy go with the NFC. Go away with the money to buy the ice. Spend it out. Return back. Tell me how we have to use the money for something. I know I have to lie and tell me mother, man. Went and got the money to the music people. Not knowing I don't pay for my music. No shame this talking about it. No shame. Drink all the NFC when the people on the mic calling for the bottle of NFC to give away. He ain't said nothing, he picked his teeth. Like, why are you messing around my hustle like that? Is your woman. You're supposed to watch see me win. Why are you messing around me hustle like that? Hey, yeah, man, yeah, no shame, Joel. Yeah, no shame at all, dog. No, like, shame.
I haven't always been, you know, financially able to the extent that I would have liked in relationships, but I'm the kind of person, whether or not I got it and you want it, like you were saying just now, I gotta find a way to get it.
So, exactly. Like,
I would be home and I'd be called out in my house. I had this one ex. We talk about this ex, sir. We're gonna talk about you again. Sad girl used to do whatever she used to do for a living. Anger, sir, because there's only one ex I had that used to do this. Like, I had multiple exes in the same profession. Anyway, she used to do whatever she used to do. I had an internet cafe. I think you know this, right? So, sad girl would call me in the middle of the day. Everybody in the morning, business hours for me would be from like 7:30 to about 8-9 o'clock in the night. Sad girl would call me in the middle of the day, between 9 and 4:30. If she want the slightest thing, and me like a scunt, I'm gonna drop by doing, close my fucking internet cafe, and gone be a scunt. Yo, I do some stupidness in this life, boy.
Big idiot.
Yeah, because now that I'm older, now that I look at things differently, if you call, if I'm with you and you call me and you want me to do something for you and it's hustle time for me, then you gotta either wait until hustle time done if it's not an emergency, or you gotta find another way to get it done.
But why would you even do that to, like, you know this, she know this your business, why would she call you? What she's, what should you do? And she couldn't go and do it yourself.
You it's not like, it's not even like this is one time. This was like a regular occurrence. Like, anything she wanted, she called me. I left wherever I do and I got. I was a real jackass. I took girl watch. And
oh my God. Like, you can't left for, you left for your daily bread day, you left me a livelihood. Oh, you're gonna lock up shop, you locking up shop for run to see. Oh my gosh. That one bigger scone.
So Kiki telling me she wasn't a narcissistic partner, but she was like that for a while, and I have been in a toxic relationship. So Kiki, when you say like that, like what exactly? She asking who does call the BF from work for do something you could do. Girl, yeah.
Exactly.
It wasn't even funny.
No, exactly. I like, this wrong on so many levels. If you care about somebody, if you care about somebody, certain things you won't do. Like, certain things you won't do to them.
Yeah, but it's both to be times.
Be really selfish.
If.
Yeah, I tell you, buddy, I was a cunt. Not a scunt alone, a cunt. Oh, a big, big cunt.
Oh, shucks. You remember the scene? You remember the scene when I had a conversation with the individual that came back from the States on behalf of somebody else? Right.
Oh, when you're going for the job, man.
No, I didn't go in. You can't be saying things like that.
Okay, my bad. When you be going and talk to the guy on her behalf?
Yes.
Okay, let me retract. When you going and talk to the man for her?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes, as a whole sense. Somebody.
Oh my God. Not me. I can say I enjoy the little setup because I get a mark from me. I put set me up for talk to the person and I get a little mark for the individual. Plus the individual bring back up a stack well for me for firing. But not me. I didn't go for collect it. I collect real how much money? Like, 3 times I went to collect money from eBay Fogarty's. Fogarty's, get money, please, someday. That's not me buying, no, you coming for a wicked setup. Oh my gosh, but Yeah, you used to do real things to girls, though. Don't catch myself.
I was a real scum, buddy. Like, ew. I tell you, the person I was when I was, hold on. This young lady says she ain't getting to listen. Right, so the person I was years ago and the person I am today is like polar opposites, boy. Like, you can't get me to do half the shit I used to.
Nah, well, the person I was then learned better now that I only do for you if I get him back the same type of energy. Like, I'm not going to be going full speed ahead and you even reaching me 1%. I ain't in done no more.
Yeah, but
we working hand in hand.
Yeah, it's not one way street. This shit is going both ways. You gotta reciprocate. And a lot of people does just be sitting down like, alright, why you could get out of this relationship? Like, what you bring into the relationship? And then they got people feel because they're making a set of money and the this, the that, they bring in shit to
and some of them is pretend make money, so don't think with us. Some of them just pretend like they make you money. And they make you one son.
Don't know. But like, beside the money, what? Like, they got 100 other people making money. What else is special about you?
Like, what unique about you? This is why I tell people, like, for me to follow, I know why people just follow me page. Like, yeah, I can be a pain in the ass. This is why I was in jail. But I know why people follow me page. I step on scunt. I'm upfront. I different from other people. So, yeah. So, what difference about you page? Make I can follow you. It's like with friends and family and men or women, if you want to be in a relationship. Everybody making money, you and special, and you really making bread. We gotta get people making more bread than you. So what's so different about you that, you know, I would want to fuck with you?
Exactly. So Kiki says, according to how I understand it, I used to like attention, but I never cared about people's feelings. It's like whatever come out me mouth is that, and I never really used to talk to you unless I need your attention. I got it very be narcissistic, bud. Yeah. Well, stages in life, huh? I hope you grow out a little, because I'm looking for a nice relationship with her. Imagine I did with me woman and she only talking to me when she wants attention. Yeah. But yo, life, you just gotta.
Yeah, man, it's all about growth.
Just gotta deal with it.
After one thing is the next. Like the same person I told you I was talking about, I'd be getting heated about earlier. Me and the people fall out. You know, I promise myself not to have this again, but it's just an example. Me and the people fall out. I mean, I do my business, you know, you owe me. I hit you up, you know, send out my money where you owe me. Okay, buy anything for me. Trust it, you don't pay for it. Ask if you send out my money. You can message me and tell me about Uber and Lyft, right? From last year when we were going out. Like, bitch, this one we're going out, what the guys could do with my business? You only spending on Uber, right? I be spending on Uber, right? Where you owing me got to do with what you're a little child, you're taking back. If you take back, I can take back too. But at the end of the day, you trust me thing, you're not supposed to. Traits a narcissistic person. Very, very unmanipulative.
Like, yeah, there's manipulation. Like, the tech box story is a set of scum. Like, make people shouldn't up on them thing. Like, we're in a relationship. I give you whatever it is I give you. Why it is now that when the relationship done, I want to take it back? Don't make no sense.
The game men say, not mostly man say so.
That don't make no sense, yo. So, alright, I'm in a relationship with you. I buy you a nice, sexy dress. We break up. I decide I gotta take my dress and do what would I give another girl? No, come on, man. That's foolishness, buddy.
Some men say something. I mean, I love a Jewish man telling me to take back things from me. me old place in Guyana, they are dead next thing. Why get it? Me, you don't, you think you could come and tell me you are back? Think, why back for?
Where? No sense.
You name them on the receipt? But as a girl, you're going to buy nothing for me and you name son. If you're buying a bed for me, you got to name my name. Hello, this typical guy needs men for you. Like, if they buy things, they're going to buy it in them names. If you and them done, you know, they're going to come more receipt to take back, not a bit. You're buying something for me, buy it in the name. Me and your sentence, me and your head, only for where you're at.
It's ridiculous.
You're not going to take back nothing, eh?
As yo, men, we gotta stop the shit. You buy some for him, one left shit with it. I mean, it might cost you a bag. You might. It might hurt.
Listen,
don't
give people thing. But, don't give people thing where you know you don't want to lose. It's like if I lend somebody, I don't lend money, or I don't lend the amount of money where I know I can fret about it if the person didn't pay me back. Like if I lend you money. I've been thinking in my mind, if I can get all this money, I can fret about it. And I've been thinking and think before I lend you. But certain amount of money people can't ask me for because I can't lose it. Like, what about if you don't pay me back? Me in a bank.
Exactly.
It's like, men, if you know when you this girl, you don't want back, this car, you don't want back, this bed, you don't want back, this wig or this clothes, don't give me nothing you don't want back or nothing you can't lose. Stop doing that.
Kiki says it's like engagement rings. If we break up after, I ain't giving you.
No, well, this the only thing I think as women you should give back a man. If he give you an engagement ring, that's the only thing I think you should give back. Me, on the other hand, I used to sell them. Clark don't give you value. I used to go by they get 3 pounds if I can engage with Ringa, you know. One for Crow Street, one for Regent Street, and I think he's getting five. Getting five.
Another one from Crow Street.
Yes.
He said it's why I slapped some women. No, sell it, yes.
I would give back.
Like,
I would give back engagement.
But for me though, you're in a relationship with whoever, you buy them whatever. You just saying just now, don't spend what you can't afford to lose. But for me, if you're in a relationship and you come out of the relationship, you must have something to show for the relationship. That might not necessarily be something tangible that you could feel, but you must either learn something, gain something, some sort of. You must have been put in a different standing or being open to different things. So
yeah, but there's
like, why take back this stuff? I buy you a vanity, keep that shit. I know I ain't gonna want it because I go look at it, I go remember that it went in the house with me and you, so you keep it to us. You understand?
Yeah, but some men don't think like that. And there's, listen to me, we all think of buying, if you're buying something for me, buy it in my name, is the fact that sometimes it would be in a relationship, like this happened to a lot of women. They're going to be in a relationship with somebody and they're going to just be solely dependent on the person. Me, nobody can tell me I must not walk. I like my own things. So if me and you done and we come out of that relationship, I still get me own self to fall back on. So even if you come and tell me, oh, you want back your thing, I can give you back your fucking thing because I can buy it back again. But some women can't do that. That's why some women that stay in relationship with some abusing narcissistic men, because all the noise for depend on this man. Where are the women gonna go? Men have this, men have a bed. Bloody man, buy the fucking bed in your name. Buy the man to buy the son to your name. The man call me by saying, all right, who you think you buy the fridge in? My name. Now, oh, you can call me in a store for buy a fridge for me, but buy the thing you name. Make it make sense, please. Make it make fucking sense.
Suppose your man got 30 fridge don't put higher purchase and you ain't got the right credit.
No. One thing, never ever. Me want to buy nothing me on high purchase. Plus, you can't take it out on high purchase me because they're going to be like, you're giving me a bill. Then these people going to call my beef to collect it. Plus, exactly. When you buy this,
you forgot going out your purchase.
Well, here, no man. Even if you're taking it out in me name and I purchase, you can put on your address. But when they deliver it at your address, the guy might me house. So if you think you're going to stop paying and then they're going to come to collect it, then to deliver it by my house, deliver it by your house. Since now they're going to come. You can't send them by me for the thing. Oh,
you're lucky. They got some bands would snitch on you. They got some bands be like, oh, yeah. I can't buy this, yo.
You're being a best get sent. But ladies, don't ever, I don't believe in falling back on some girls is like, oh, if them in man don't know, I'm going to focus on myself. Why weren't you focusing on yourself in the relationship, sis? You had to wait till you and this man don't start focusing on yourself. No, focus like, on yourself even more when you're in a relationship.
How could you do that in a relationship? The reason I asked the question, right, is like, in a relationship, it's no longer about you. Like, you no longer have the time for yourself like you used to have. Because remember now, you got to find time for your significant other. You got to find time to take them on dates, do couple shit, and all that kind of stuff. So the time that you now devote to that person and that relationship, if you were single,
that's called losing yourself in a relationship when you only focusing on couples thing. Don't ever lose yourself in a relationship, because as much as you can find time to spend with you and your partner, you need to find time for yourself. It's like going out. I'm not always going to go out with my partner. I'm not going to expect you to always go out with me. You want to go out with your boys? Fine. Go on your way. You got to know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Same as if I go out with my girls, I'm gonna be, you know, behave. Most you can hear is making sure it's winding up on them girls, like chain the girls or something. And that's about it. But I'm not gonna lose myself just because I there with somebody. Oh, I forget I got a life. You got a life, so we have a life. We have a life together, but we have a life outside of each other. So you're not gonna hear me saying, oh, me, this man done and I know focusing on myself. Nigga, I've been focusing on my fucking self. While we were together, I could just get more time for me. No.
All right. Well, exactly. I guess that's what most people mean. But there are those of us who do get wrapped up in relationships.
Yeah. All about the partner.
Yes, I understand. But doesn't mean you ain't got to find time for yourself.
Yeah. Of course, you got to find time for yourself.
Self-care is important, so make sure you set aside at least an hour a day for yourself, at least, because you're going to run mad otherwise.
Sometimes go out by yourself, you know, how you feel like finding mad. I went out by myself like the mad bitch I am. Me by myself at a table, I buy my drink, I'm a whole fun thing, looking like the baddest bitch in the place. Me alone with a bottle, while everyone, about 10 people, they're sharing one bottle, and me alone with one bottle. And they always spat me out every single body.
That's what? Body's thing in the building. This
yes.
Right there.
So, some people just think, oh, you always got to go to people. I know about going on by myself and enjoying myself even more than when I actually go to people. Like, take yourself out. Take yourself out on dates. Take yourself to a party. Like, if you can't enjoy yourself by yourself, you can't enjoy yourself with other people. Me, I's all a vibe by myself. I's all a old party by myself. Sometimes all a old party in the end, or all a old party when you can reach if I'm there home by myself. I can buy a bottle, buy my cheese, buy wings, buy snacks. And there's a party for me. I can listen to my music and get nice and sleep.
Exactly.
But some people can't do that. They always got to be in the company of others. Please.
Ah, well, you see, I'm born alone. I'm an only child for my mom. So I'm accustomed to being alone. I would end this house. Like today, I home. They had some shit that I was putting off to do for a while. Because of various reasons. School, work, a little sick, whatever the case is. And I'm feeling a little dumb. So I was like, I had some time from class today, straw on the set. Start shaking my head. I clean, I do what I had to do, and I enjoy myself. So, if I could do it, you could do it. If you we don't always need
to accompany others.
Exactly. And you don't need a million bucks to do it either.
Mm-hmm.
So.
People just like company and fucking friends, you scum. A piece of time I very friendly. If I want to go out somewhere, it was like years ago, if I want to go out somewhere, me like a jackass, I get called these three friends and say, oh, I want to go out here tonight, a guy in town for my clothes. Come, we going to buy clothes to me and everybody. I want a friend, I want a company for gold. Me, no, I would pick up myself and go on my way by myself. I don't need company to enjoy myself.
Yeah, but like the bad thing with them kind of situations where they got friends that you do with. It's like, when you got it, they're there. When you ain't got it, half the time you scare find them.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Nope. Like, I got a few solid friends, and then I got, you know, people where just come and go the past through them. They like, they come like really in a relationship. Maybe they walk out, okay. No love lost.
Yeah, but can't beat yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got 7 more minutes in the show. I like it when the show go like this. We talk all night.
Run with our mouth.
Yeah, but it means I ain't got to play music and people that happen to be listening on Facebook don't have to listen to their ear. It's because
probably they can for next week, from this week here, they can send in a topic that they want us to talk, because as you know, I'm only here on a Wednesdays, because the other days I'll be tired after work. They want us to talk about, so I can prepare for the day before, not on the day, an hour late, an hour before the show. Joel messaging me, Nikki, where are we talk about today?
Yo, go it's been busy. It's been busy,
Jay. What do you want us to talk about for the next week?
Classes has got me so buzzy, it ain't even funny.
And you guys can visit my my blog at www.blackdivaempire.com. Blackdivaempire.com. Check out my blog. I talk about anything, various things. One of these days, I can talk about the day when I'm at the fourth opening, collect me when I find out somebody that he there with was on the cover. One of these days, I'm going to talk about that. If there's any topic that you want me to touch on, you can put it in the suggestion box, you know, the message box, and send it to me, and I'll talk about that topic. You know, it's a whole vibe over there. I can't really express myself on Facebook the way I want to, and I can express myself here on this podcast how I want to, and on my page, my blog, how I want to.
Yeah, because we don't have no stinking rules.
Yes, and I can see how much I want and how much I want. I'm going to add all them extra K and T's on it like I'm going to be doing on Facebook, and I don't have to worry about going in Facebook jail and all them worries. And another thing that I'll be launching, not right now, but later on, is my vendors list for persons who want to start up a business, and you know, you don't have no idea on who to talk to and what business to reach out to. If you want to lashes, lipstick, click or hair, pajama, anything, I'm gonna be releasing a vendors list for that. And I'll also be releasing a marketing ebook soon, coming soon. I'm working on it, but for now, just check out my blog, the site.
Got a lot of things in the pipeline there, Nikki. Keeping yourself busy. Yeah, man. I like it.
Mm-hmm. So, everybody on the internet, they just got popping on it.
Yeah, true. I got topping myself and get some of the free money. So, I actually got I got some money sitting down in a account I need to get. Anyway, I got started out later.
You'd say you see, money in a account. Some woman might message you on the money account to God.
Is she problem? She could message me, make an answer. She. Right now, I'm enjoying the single life, Nikki. When I say enjoying this shit, I like it. I don't feel like I could be going back into anything anytime soon. That's down to you. Yeah, buddy. I like it. I like it a lot. You know, it's like, you ain't got to wake up and message nobody. You ain't got to call nobody and make sure they're good. You ain't got to go by nobody. You ain't got to find time for nobody. Shit.
Oh gosh, I can't relate. I like the fact that I can get cocked to my dick whenever I'm ready. Easily accessible.
You know, yeah, there's that part to me, sir. They got bulk for the cake and the man for the cake, but you know, small things. Could I always make a phone call and get for the cake?
Oh Jesus, Lord, it's the story.
It's always good. This reality of life. When I do lie. If this the reality of life, what you want me to do? Like, it's like, anyway, yeah, most of the
time. I'm gonna pray you find a good girl and settle down.
In the pond, Nikki, behave yourself. Me the good, you're like a weather man.
Yeah, hello, like right everybody. Now. Everybody, listen to me. Everybody deserves somebody in this life. I mean, look, relationships aren't for everyone, so I shouldn't say that. But everybody deserves to be happy and in a relationship with somebody that, you know, holds the same value as you. And y'all seeing, even if you're seeing eye to eye, you're seeing, you know, on some level play field. Everybody deserves, though, I'm telling you. And everybody deserves to have either cat or wood, cat or wood to the neck, easily
when
accessible.
When you sending up the prayer, make sure to add in that you must get enough people. I said, when you sending up the prayer to God, make sure for true. And just say, oh God, make sure that you got enough patience, God. You're going to ignore the fuck out of she.
Oh, Jesus, Lord. Well, there's something she can got to learn. There's something she can got to learn and deal with. And over time, that was me before, you know, I used to talk, and over time, I don't be ignoring. I always talking. I always want to be on the phone talking to my man. Like, this is how it is for. Like, when you actually find somebody, well, you're going to know. You're going to know and you're going to change. You and I was mind to talking. You change your ways for, you know, suit them and see if they can change your ways to suit you.
I think I do enough changing before. But this is not about me. So.
Oh my God.
All right. Let me just drop two shout outs. I know for sure these are three. I know for sure these three people being listening tonight. Good night to you, Dominique. Kiki and Natasha, thanks for coming through. Hope you guys had a good night. I don't know how they're listening. Because I ain't got the chat window open right now, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
But who are listening by Facebook, listening by the website, you know.
They are
messaging me on my phone.
Shout out to me, man. Tell you they're listening. He's true, they know.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Shout out to you. I don't even know the dude last name, but shout out to you, sir. You have yourself a great night, Nikki. It's always a pleasure when you're in the building, G. Have a good night.
I know. Bring the old vibe.
Yeah, buddy. There's a whole party when you're the boat.
You guys have a wonderful night. It was great being here as usual. But yeah. Be safe.
Yeah. Mask up.
And that's about it.
Sanitize and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We love
you. You all have a wonderful evening. Bye.
Alright, cool.
Them want this family, but the girl them a smile. Oh, them a smile. All who know, we tell them keep. Gangsta we bang, we deal with tweet.